Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So excited to have all of our listeners tuning in. This is the first show of 2011 for us, and I am Sickle Pink. I am telling you, today's show is off the chain. That's right, we're broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the World Wide Web. Big shout out to all those that are listening from Twitter and Facebook and MySpace and iTunes. I can't leave you out either. We're excited to have you. Hey, keep up with me. Go to charvette.com. There you can listen to past shows, current shows, all that good stuff. Oh, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/charvette. And, of course, you can always connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/charvette. All right, so today's show, again, is phenomenal. You know, I'm always looking for interesting and dynamic guests to bring to you, and today is no different. I have a special guest hanging out in the virtual studio with me right now. This gentleman is a singer, a writer, a producer, an actor. He is the former lead vocalist of the internationally acclaimed Grammy-nominated group As Yet. He was the lead role for A Good Man Is Hard to Find. You've seen him in Tyler Perry's Why Did I Get Married play. You've seen him in David E. Talbert's Fabric of a Man, Kim Fields' Barefoot in the Park, and so much more. And coming up this weekend, you can see him in Love Found Me in North Carolina, written by Vanessa Richardson. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the mic right now, Mr. Tony Grant. Welcome to the show, Tony.
Hey. Thank you very much. I'm so glad to be here.
Oh, we are excited to have a few minutes of your time and just kind of hear what's going on with you and get the inside scoop for our listeners. And I got to tell you, I was on Twitter. I was on Twitter the other day, and I came across a tweet that someone said, I wonder what the members of As Yet are up to. And so, of course, I responded right away. I was like, oh, well, you got to check out Tuesday's show and hear from Tony Grant. So do you keep up with any of the other members?
I do. Actually, I keep up with all of them. Daryl, Dion, Sean, Mark, Kenny, you know, I definitely keep up with all of them. We have a great, great relationship. We're not getting too much in the studio working on a new album, but we're definitely going to have something in the near future. In the meantime, in between time, I do have a group called Blaze. It stands for Blackstreet, As Yet, and Silk. I took the lead singers from those groups and stuck them in one group. So it's Dave Hollister, Mark Nelson from As Yet, myself from As Yet, and Lil G from Silk.
Get out of here. So are you all in the studio working on stuff or what?
We are. We've actually been working for a few years, but we're trying to get the right song. We don't want to cheat the public. So we want to get the right music, the total complete record that is going to, you know, stamp our label in the industry as a group, as a super group.
Right.
You know, so we're just waiting on that right song, and then we'll be coming right on out.
Oh, phenomenal. So we'll have to have you back when we get all of that together. And, you have the acting bug has bitten you.
Yes, it has.
Yeah, so that's, I definitely want to bring people up to speed about the things you have been working on. And so you had a transition somewhat from acting to singing. How was that transition and how did you get into the acting?
Well, actually, I did the singing first, and then I started in a play, which you announced was in 1990. It was called A Good Man Is Hard to Find, written by David Payton, and a young lady that was my company manager, her name was Angela Beryl Dunlap, who is basically the number one female playwright in the country. She's done plays such as Why Do Good Girls Like Bad Boys, I Won't Be the Other Woman. She did If These Hips Could Talk, and her latest claim to fame is Church Girl, which I'm currently involved in. And she's got a lot of movies coming up that she's doing, but she has been hiring me for the past 20 years in doing this.
Wow.
And what I did was, while I was working with her, I had an understudy. So I'd fly from out of the country with As Yet and fly right to the stage to do a play.
Get out of here.
Yes, ma'am. I've been doing
wow.
it a lot.
So would you classify yourself, this is probably a tricky question, would you consider yourself a singer that acts or an actor that sings? Like, which is your passion that's kind of pulling on you? Or is it equal?
You know, honestly, I enjoy singing so much because it's not only a way of release, but it's also mm-hmm. a way that, you know, God allows me to be able to move people, you
yeah.
know, through my singing, because I'm very passionate when it comes to singing. Acting is more like a hobby.
Okay.
It's just the way I have fun with acting. I do. I have a lot of fun. But singing is where my heart is. It is. That's
great.
Where my heart is.
And I know
much.
With all of the productions you've been able to do, they make sure they intertwine that singing in there as well.
Oh, yeah, totally. Every play.
But you did both. The best of both worlds.
I did one show where I had 9 songs in the show.
Oh, my goodness. That's a CD.
9 songs. It was. And then what the amazing part was, the songs were all so different. Nobody got bored. Nobody got up and walked out. You know, they were like, "We just need you to sing one more." I was like, "What?"
Oh, wow, that is so terrific!
Yeah.
And so, I definitely want to talk about the play that you're in this coming
yes.
weekend. Love yes. Found Me. It's going to be
yes.
January 8th. Listeners in Salemburg, North Carolina, Lakewood Auditorium.
Yes.
So, what is this production about?
You know, it's about a young man that. Had you know, you know how sometimes you have a family or loved ones
mm-hmm.
and they go on to meet the Lord, and it seems like that there's just no hope for you to have what you had, but yet have it better. And in this
wow.
production, I do, that's what takes place. You know, my character loses some things, but God replenishes and replaces all the things that I've lost. And it's in such a phenomenal way, in such an amazing way, the way that it's written. I mean, you just have to come and see it, to see the twist
oh.
in it and all of that good stuff. Miss Vanessa has written a masterpiece. You know, I love it, and I'm looking forward to working with her not only this time but also in the future. Amen. I just put my plug in, Vanessa. So I hope you got that.
That's right. And we want to definitely give Miss Vanessa Richardson a big hand clap.
Yes,
she's
definitely.
Been on the show. She's an author. She's a playwright. So big shout out. And you can find out more information about her, get information about tickets and all that good stuff. Listeners, go to VanessaRichardson.net, VanessaRichardson.net. She's also on Facebook, so you can get all the information there. And that, again, is Love Found Me, January 8th
yes.
in Salemburg, North Carolina at Lakewood Auditorium. 6 p.m. is the start time. So, Tony,
yes.
what is a day in the life of Tony Grant when you're preparing for a play, a stage production? Like, what is a typical rehearsal
Ooh.
Day? How do you remember all the lines and the songs and all that good stuff?
Well, you know, I've been given another gift, and that is comprehension.
Praise God. That's a good gift right there.
That's a great gift. So I'm
yes.
able to I'm able to read a script. Excuse me. I'm able to read a script, probably read through it one time, and I can remember most of the lines.
Yes.
I don't overstudy. I don't like to study too much because I'll forget it. So I'll breeze
mm-hmm.
through it. I get the gist of the scene, the gist of the situation, what the writer is trying to say and what the character is saying. And then it all comes back to me. Once I hit that stage, it just comes to me, and I go on stage and I do it. Now, as far as studying, the mirror is just my best friend. I may say a line.
Uh-huh.
If I have a lot of dialogue, I'll say a line 5 to 6 different ways. And I'll look in the mirror. And if I can convince myself, then I know I can convince you.
All right. That is a great
yeah.
tip. So aspiring actors and all that are listening, that's a great tip
right,
right there. I can't
yeah,
believe,
you
so
have,
you read
you
one.
Have, yeah, I read through it probably once. But you have to be honest with yourself. I mean, if the character is saying, you know, let's say you're a very nice guy, and the
mm-hmm.
character is asking for you. That character is asking you for you to be a bank robber, a thug, or something of that nature. Then you
mm-hmm.
have to convince yourself when you look in the mirror: is this really what a thug would do. Is this really what the writer is trying to say here? Or because sometimes it's a very thin line from being over the top and being realistic.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you have to look at it and be honest with yourself about it. And if it calls for you to be scared, I mean, you can't act scared. You have to be real about it.
Right. Be scared. And you know what? That's good advice. That's a good life lesson for a lot of things, you know.
It is. That's why I love theater so life. Much. That's why I love it so much, because it brings out the honesty in you. You know, and it causes you to be not only be creative, but it causes you to be honest with yourself.
All right.
Because you can't. The audience is so much more educated than it was 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So
and you get that immediate response with the stage productions, right?
Totally. That's why I love it.
Oh, wow. Listeners, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world, the wide web. Excited to have all those that are tuning in on the phone lines, hanging out on Twitter and hearing us from Facebook and from iTunes and all across the world wide web. We're glad to have you joining us on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Keep it locked. Don't you go anywhere. We're in our interview right now, talking to Mr. Tony Grant, singer, writer, producer, actor, and you can check him out this weekend in Love Found Me, January 8th, Salemburg, North Carolina, Lakewood Auditorium. Go to VanessaRichardson.net, VanessaRichardson.net, who is the author of playwright, and you can find out more information there. Oh, my goodness. And so do you see yourself going into more movies or TV? Do you see yourself going that direction any?
Yes, I do, actually. I did a movie a couple summers ago that it was a small budget, very, very small, but it was called Confessions of a Lonely Wife, where, you know, I get to play opposite of what I normally play. I mean, I'm always normally playing the nice guy. Most of my friends say I'm always that guy that the wife beats up.
Right.
They're like, man, why are you always getting abused by the women? You know, but this particular character that I'm playing is, he's terrible.
Wow.
He is. He's terrible. And it showed some versatility that I was able to, you know, bring off. So I was excited about that. Also, there's two DVDs coming out this year. I did J.D. Lawrence's play called The Cleanup Woman, and then there's another one coming out called Lord All Men Can't Be Dogs, and both of those will be out this year. I'll also be filming Church Girl with Miss Angela Barrow Dunlap, and let's see what else we got. And, of course, I'm working on a solo record, too, so that will be coming out this year, too. So we got a lot, going on. Yeah, I'm excited.
I was going to say, like, how do you balance all of this? How do you juggle all of this?
Excuse me. Well, you know what? God just gives me the time. I'll be honest with you. God gives me the time to be able to do all this stuff and still be able to, you know, entertain and have fun with family and have a great time. So I have no complaints. My life is good. I'm being taken care of. My health is good, and I appreciate God for all the blessings that He's given me. You know, I'm in an amazing relationship right now that is just phenomenal. And
big shout out to her.
Yes, it is. Trisha, man, I'm gonna go ahead and give you a shout out across the world.
That's right.
I'm truly happy, and looking forward to the future. I see great things, big things. But I see more than that. I see God blessing, because I also am co-owner of a performing arts school out of Dallas, Texas.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to take that school from city to city to city to city.
Wow.
To give young people an opportunity.
So important. Yeah.
Yeah. We want to give the people like from Salem, North Carolina, we want to give young people that can't get to the bigger cities and have the opportunity of using their gift and their talent. We're going to give them an opportunity. We're going to bring our school and our talent to different cities and help young people that really have a heart and a desire for this. We're going to show them the nuts and bolts, if you will, on how to get involved and make sure that they have their craft and have themselves so prepared that if Tyler Perry picks up the phone and calls, they're ready.
All right.
They're ready to go.
Be ready so you don't have to get ready.
That's right. That's exactly right. I mean, because it's amazing. I'm one of those people. I had this question asked to me last week. How do you, when you know you have the gift and you know that it's something God has placed in your heart, but yet you don't have the education for it? Well, I've never been to acting class. I've never taken a singing lesson. It was just a gift that God gave me. But you have to be able to serve before you can lead.
Yeah. Oh, my.
You have to be able to learn before you can teach, which means you need to listen before you talk. So I did all of those things, and people like Dave Talbert, Tyler Perry, you know, they encouraged me, go get a book. Go get a book. There's many books out there that will educate you. Respect for Acting by Uta Hagen. Great writer is Stanislavski. Go pick up a book and read it and watch what it, the information that you'll get, and it will teach you how to act. Because acting is just not getting on the stage and looking good. That ain't it.
Right. There are a whole lot of other components. My goodness. Well, you know what? I am just excited for you, because a lot of times when groups, you know, you hear of groups and then you don't necessarily hear them anymore. And as I said earlier, listeners, if you just tuned in, I'm talking to Tony Grant, singer, writer, producer, and actor, a former lead vocalist for the Grammy-nominated group As Yet. You don't hear either anything that they're doing, or it's maybe if you hear something, it's not really good. But I'm just excited that you have just been keeping it moving, and you are, you know, just a good representation of just being motivated and keeping things moving with your gift. So big shout out to you for that.
You know what? I'm gonna give you something else that's going on. I can give it. You'll be the first to hear this. I did a play called My Brother Marvin, where I played Marvin Gaye. It was probably, I'm gonna have to say, it was deemed as the best performance I've ever done in my life by many people, and I feel that way myself, to capture Marvin Gaye. Well, the promoter on that particular production, he took a copy of that production to Hannah's Hotel in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
They love the performance so well that they've decided to take a Motown review, if you will, from Temptations to Four Tops to Diana Ross to Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. They're going to take it on tour to all the Harrods across the world.
Wow.
Now, As Yet is going to be a part of that.
Oh, outstanding.
As possibly playing the Temptations. That's going to be amazing.
That is amazing. I'm telling you, your gift will make room for you.
Your gift will make room for you
and bring you before great men. Well, our time is up. Oh, my goodness. Tony Grant, I'm just excited. We had a chance to talk to you, and we're going to stay connected because we want to hear all the other great things that you have coming down the pike, and just excited that you are continuing to keep it moving, because the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and I guarantee anyone that was listening, you've been motivated by Mr. Tony Grant. And big a shout out for the production this coming weekend, and just all the best to you.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. And all of those that are listening, if you're near North Carolina, make sure you please come and support Ms. Vanessa Richardson, an amazing woman of God, an amazing talent, and we're just excited about being able to work with her and her staff. And I want to give a big shout-out to the rest of her cast members. I'm so excited to work with you. I can't wait. This is going to be an amazing opportunity.
All right. Big shout-out there. Again, thank you so much for joining us on the show, Tony.
You're very welcome. Be blessed.
All right. All right, listeners, keep it locked right there. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and then we are back with our next segment. This is our artist spotlight with Jasmine Birch. I'm telling you what, she has fused new age gospel with R&B and pop, and she has a sound that you do not want to miss. You want to keep it locked right here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this. Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals, and performers. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3Z, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Zs will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happening. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network, expand, and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Zs is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on IndustryBuzzWith3Zs.com.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading author, gospel artist, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back, listeners. Thank you so much again for tuning in and checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. That's right, we're keeping it hot, holding it down right here in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. And I'm excited to have in the virtual studio with me now a dynamic young lady, Miss Jasmine Birch. I am telling you what, Jasmine's powerful lyrics and emotional delivery produces a harmonious tone that fuses new age gospel, R&B, and pop, and this certainly creates her own eclectic style, and she's just a welcome addition to the gospel music industry because clearly she has something to say. I'm bringing Jasmine to the mic right now. Jasmine, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for hanging out with us today so we can learn a little bit more about you.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you are quite welcome. So I want to start out with saying Happy New Year to you.
You too.
Oh, thank you. Do you have, like, any resolutions that you – do you do New Year's resolutions?
Absolutely not. No New Year's resolutions for me at all.
I hear you. I'm the same way.
Day by day,
one step at a time. All right, so listen, I want you to describe to our listeners, you know, who is Jasmine Birch? How would you describe yourself?
Let's see, who is Jasmine Birch? I am very athletic. I'm fun, loving, adventurous. I'm an outgoing person. I'm a mother of a wonderful son. His name is Davin, and I'm a best. And two wonderful girls. I like my sisters, Shanetta Green and Bernita McGill. Love you, girls. And most importantly, I love God.
Oh, right. I like that. Summing it up right there. And you are an artist. Oh, how would you describe your sound? So if someone hadn't heard you before, and listeners, we do have music today, and actually you've heard some of it. We played it. But how would you describe your sound to someone maybe that hadn't heard you yet?
Well, I don't have a traditional sound, but I have a sound that I feel like I can reach a lot of people, young and old, and the things that I'm talking about, I feel that it can relate to a lot of people. And also it has maybe like one or two traditional type songs in there, but for the most part it's very down to earth, upbeat, and something you can rock to.
Good, good, good. All right, and so you're a young lady. I'm not going to give your age out on air. Don't worry, don't worry. But well, you know, a lot of young people are out doing a whole lot of different things, and a lot of them have aspirations. Like, I want to be on, you know, American Idol, or I want to be on Sunday Best, or I want to be on this, do that, or whatever. But you mm-hmm. have taken the step, and you have, you know, produced your own CD, your own project, and you're, you know, you have it out. You went ahead and did it. Like, what motivated you, and what kind of pushed you to go ahead and to get your project out?
Honestly, I tried out for American Idol, and I didn't get picked at all. It was like the first round, and, you know, they didn't want me. They're looking for something specific, but it kind of basically made me, like, you know, I can sing. I do have something that people need to hear, and just because they gave me a no doesn't mean I need to stop here. So it just made me want to strive to do my own thing and start to make a CD. I'm working with some wonderful people. I have helped with my production called Mirror Music Group. So they've actually been helping me a lot over the past almost 3 years. So when I started to get serious, I tried out for that probably about maybe 4 years ago. So ever since then, I've been just trying to push to do my own thing.
Oh, okay. And see, I dropped American Idol, and I didn't even know you had tried out. How about, well, certainly their loss, and God has his plan is always the lead plan anyway, and he can take us whichever direction he wants us to go. And so I want you to talk about the title of the project is called Declaration. Why did you pick that name?
Declaration is basically me making a statement and telling my journey of the good things that have happened to me, the bad things that have happened, and all the struggles that I've had, such as hanging out with the wrong crowd, not finishing school, mm-hmm. or being in an unhealthy relationship to having a child of wedlock. And even through all those things, just God continues to love me and work through my life for the better. And pretty much I'm just making my declaration of who he is and what he's been in my life.
All right. So I think our listeners need to hear a little bit of your singing and your ministry. So we're going to let them hear what you're going to do. I like this. I like this. You got to tell us about this because that's like a catchy title. Although I love, love, love Incomplete. So I'm like, I have time. I want to fit both of those in. But I know that what you're going to do is kind of like your single, right? So tell us about that, this song, and set it up for our listeners.
What you're going to do is about... It basically speaks for itself. What you going to do, what you going to say. If you got to do it right, you got to do it God's way. Many people don't really know which way to go. And they know which way to go, but they're kind of torn between the two, thinking that, you know, the secular life is more fun, or, you know,
right.
boring. But it's not really like that. What I'm doing now, I'm making it fun and with doing it for God. So it's not all bad. It's not, I mean, anything you want to do, you can make it fun, whether it be any type of way. So I'm going to make it fun for God's way. So it's the
all
way
right.
I chose. That's basically what this song is about.
All right, listeners, you want to keep it locked right here. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Big shout out to those hanging out in the chat room. We see you. We say hello. Thank you so much for checking us out. I'm on air right now in my artist spotlight with the dynamic Jasmine Birch, and we're going to let you hear what you're going to do. Don't you go anywhere.
What you going to do, what you going to say, got to do it right. If you're going to do it God's way. What you gon' do, what you gon' say, gotta do it right, if you gonna do it that way.
Don't you know what I am?
listeners, What You Gonna Do by Jasmine Birch. Jasmine, that's hot right there, sister. That is
hot.
Thank you. Girlfriend. And big shout out to your musicians. I mean, I heard the drummer, he was tearing up. You want to shout them out?
Yes, I want to give a shout out to Joseph Jones, Rick Trice. It's so many. I don't even know all the names.
We love all y'all.
There's so many.
We love you all. Oh, my goodness. That's hot. Now, tell listeners how they can purchase your music, how they can find you online.
They can find me at www.jasminebirch.com. They can find me on Facebook, Twitter, at In the Life of JB, MySpace, Reverb Nation, Last.fm, Big Station, and more. If you Google me, you can find me. I'm everywhere.
All right, just Google her. That's what I say to Jasmine. Just Google Charvette. You can find out about me. Big shout out again from the chat room. One of the chatters said Jasmine has a beautiful voice. So
thank you.
Okay, so how did you pick the songs to put on your actual project? Are you a writer as well, or did you kind of canvas for songwriters?
I have a writer with me named Joanna Jones. And I've also wrote a couple of songs on the album, but I'm actually still a beginner. But I wrote maybe like three. But basically just telling her, the things that have gone on with me in my life, and she would sum it up and write a song on it, and before you know it, it's like a hit. So.
Wow. And so Incomplete, which is another one of the songs that's on your project that I love, tell us about that particular song.
Incomplete is about, a void that sometimes you feel, a void that needs to be filled, and that's basically just God needing to be in your life and knowing that without him, you're pretty much nothing.
Right. Oh, boy, I like it. Do you have any upcoming events that you will be at anywhere?
Actually, if you go on the website, www.jasminebirch.com, it is all there laid out for you. We have something coming out coming up January the 21st. I'll be in Atlanta. But if you go to the site, it should be there for you.
Great. And certainly you can also connect on Facebook, as you mentioned, and Twitter and all that, and keep up with her there. All right. And so who produced your project?
Mirror Music Group. We have Joseph Jones, Will Bridgers, TJ Bridgers, Will Rhodes, and also Joanna Jones. They've also all helped in producing this album.
Great. And what if there's a young person that's listening and they're like, man, I would love to do, what Jasmine's doing, but I don't even know the first step to take. I know I can sing, or I feel like I can sing. What's like the first few steps I should take? What would you say to that person?
Well, honestly, through singing, I have realized that, it's a lot of people that have a gift to want to do production. And it's a lot of people out here just looking for talent to try to get in the studio with them, and even if it's a home-based studio and you're in a closet. I mean, someone's always trying to do something. So it's not really hard to get out and find someone who, has a computer set up and a mic. That's how I started. So looking for people like that, and I mean, even small, starting off small, you never know where you'll get. So.
All right. I like that. Just your thing is just start. Just do something, right? Just
get
moving
anybody. Don't belittle anything.
Start moving in the direction that you want to go. Another chatter said, love the song, catchy tune. I love it. Thank you for listening and hanging
Y'all
out.
Request it.
Yes, requested any of your local radio stations anywhere. Request Jasmine Birch. The project is called Declaration. You just heard What You Gonna Do. And I think I want people to hear Incomplete. So I think we're going to take out this segment with Incomplete. And my last question for you is, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And what motivates Jasmine Birch?
My son motivates me every day, even from when he was in the studios with me. I mean, when I didn't want to do it, I'm just knowing that he's there with me, knowing that I have a child's mouth to feed, it pushes me every day.
That's a good motivation. Well, we are excited for you, and we're going to keep our eye on you, Miss Jasmine Birch. And listeners, we're going to let you hear Incomplete by Jasmine Birch. Don't you go anywhere.
Like the flowers need the sun.
I long for you.
her project, Declarations, and you just heard Incomplete. Jasmine Birch, request her at your local radio stations, and I'm telling you what, you want to keep your eye on that dynamic young lady. We are moving into our last segment. I'm telling you, this show has been off the chain. So fun. We started the top of the hour out with Mr. Tony Grant, former lead vocalist for internationally acclaimed Grammy-nominated group As Yet. He's acting and doing a whole bunch of other things. And then we rolled into our second segment with Miss Jasmine Birch. And then our third segment features, I am super excited to feature an actor. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you have seen him in the horror classic A Nightmare on Elm Street, Part 3 and Part 4. And I'm telling you what, I'm going to the phone lines right now. And let's see here, caller ending with 4412. You're live and on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. First, thank you and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I'm excited to have you on the show and that you were able to take some time out to talk to us.
Oh, well, you know, I it's the fact that you took time out to talk with me, and I appreciate that.
Oh, wow. So I'm telling you, listeners, I have on the line, I'm like getting scared thinking about the movie right now, but I'm on the line, Mr. Ken Sagos. Yes, he played the role of Roland Kincaid in Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors, and the sequel, the hit sequel, Nightmare on Elm Street 4, The Dream Master. He was also on TV, What's Happening Now. You've seen him in Twilight Zone, Night Court, The Parkers, The Division, The District, and on and on and on. And he's on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Oh, I got to tell you, now, scary movie, of course, we got to start with the Nightmare on Elm Street thing. And I'm a kind of person, I have to watch a scary movie like in broad daylight, and it has to still be broad daylight when I finish so I could get over myself. Were you always like a scary movie fan?
Actually, you know, I wasn't. My movie that I enjoyed was The Birds by Alfred Hitchcock, which I had a chance to meet before he passed, by the way.
Oh, wow.
But actually, I did not. In fact, when I was auditioning, when I had to go and audition for the role, I had never seen Nightmare on Elm Street. So, get out of here. I walked in there totally not knowing what Nightmare on Elm Street was about. And so I was blessed to get the role. And just so you know that I've made history by, you know, being honored to play this role, is that I'm the first African-American to ever survive a major horror film and return for a sequel. So,
I know that's history, because you know that is always the joke. Oh, my goodness, if the black person's in it, they're going to get killed off. But you were able to make history by being in Part 3 and Part 4. Now, how did you, did they write that in?
I always tell people that the reason I was in Part 4 is because they forgot to kill me in Part 3. We made a mistake. The black person lived.
I love it.
I would tell my friends when they went to see Part 4, I would tell them, you know, do not be late. Do not get popcorn or drink. Go straight to the theater.
I love it. And so how do you audition for a horror classic? Like, do you go in the room and just start screaming? I mean, how do you audition?
Actually, the day that I had to audition, I just came from court. So, and I had a judge, like Judge Judy, so I was pissed, but I couldn't say anything. And it was raining, so I actually went to the audition with a slight attitude. And it turned out that the attitude that I had is the attitude that they was looking for. So I wasn't acting.
You were real.
I was real. And I think I told them a couple of times when they said, well, read this line. He said, what do you think? And I said, black people don't talk like this. So he said, well, what would black people say? Well, I can't tell you that because we're on radio.
Right.
And, you know, kind of keep it real. But, you know, black people don't talk like that.
Oh, my. And they were open to hearing, you know, to make it more authentic.
Yes, they were. And I think I had no idea at the time that I was representing something. And, you know, I was, but it turned out that I was representing something. And, you know, and it was, you know, and Wes Craven, he really believed in, you know, listening to what we had to say. So, you know, so as a screenwriter myself, I went in with the attitude of respecting another writer's work. But I think what makes you a good writer is that you can listen for and to people whom you don't know nothing about. I remember a script that I had written one time, and it was about this black family and this white family. Mm-hmm. And when the director was directing, and she would change things when they was dealing with the white family, and I never said anything. But when she came to the black family and she started changing, and, oh, no, you can't do that. And my reason was, I told her, I said, no matter how much I write and it's about a white person, God did not make me a white man. He made me a black man. So I could never truly, I don't believe, write your soul so you can't write mine. And that, and she respected me for that. And that's kind of like how I've tried to take the blessings that I've gotten and try to translate now. I've done some things that I say, what did I do that for? But then I saw the check. I saw the check and then I knew why.
Right, right. Like, oh, that's why I did that. That's why I did that. Oh, I love it. And so you've done movies, you've done TV. What's the difference in, you know, shooting for a movie versus shooting for like a TV gig?
You know, shooting for TV is quick. You know, you shoot a episode of television, basically, if it's a TV series, you shoot that in 1 week. If it's a sitcom, that's 1 week. And if it's like a one-hour show, you shoot that in maybe a week and 2 days. But in a movie like Rosewood, I had a wonderful role in Rosewood, played the role of Big Baby. And I was down there for, I think I was down there 8 weeks. And I just loved it. It was a vacation. And so movies, it takes you longer to shoot. They take their time. Television, you know, I would like to feel that they're the same thing, but it's just that you're very quick. You know, it's so many different genres. You got the sitcom, you got the 1 hour shows, and then you have the reality. So.
Now, I definitely want to get your opinion on reality TV. Like, do you have strong or any kind of opinion about reality TV and the impact it has on, you know, actors that are out there?
First of all, I have to say something that Miss Esther Rose said to me, and that was, I could never have a bad opinion that I would want to see someone not work and take care of their family. It's what you do. Now, reality to me is not good. I don't like it. I don't see myself on a reality show. You know, even with my life, I know ain't nobody got no business in there. So,
right.
But I it is my hope now. I get in some trouble. It is my hope that it will start slacking down and people would get back to. Some other type of television like the shows again, but I think that there's a place out there for everything, and it's just the same as I hear a lot of people talk about the roles that they see us blacks do, and I think although there are roles that I wouldn't play now since I'm older, the problem is that there's just not enough roles out there to have choices.
So true.
And the choices that are made are the choices that make the money. You know, if we don't go see those things that show us in a negative light, they won't do them. like Rosewood was a wonderful, to me, a wonderful movie, but it didn't make money at the theater. It just simply didn't make money at the theater. And,
so lesson, we need to support good quality, support what you want to see, and you'll see more of it.
And I was listening to the young lady that was before me, and she was saying so many wonderful things that was right. And we have to support her. And, you know, you have to, you know, go and do the things that she said. She was wonderful. I don't have to say anything. All I have to do is just say listen to her.
That was Ms. Jasmine Burt.
Well, I
mentioned the American Idol show just an example as she was talking. I didn't know she had actually tried out for American Idol, but she's going on doing her own dream. So, you know what? Listeners, if you just tuned in, first of all, we say hello to you. Hello, those that are hanging out on the phone lines, those that are hanging out in the chat room, those listening from Twitter, from Facebook, from MySpace, and from iTunes. We say hello. Thank you so much for checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, holding it down. And we are talking to actor and writer, screenwriter, and many other things, Mr. Ken Thagos, I am telling you. And so I want you to give some tips to maybe aspiring actors that are listening and like, oh, I really want to get into this. What are maybe some of your top tips that you would give to those that want to get into acting?
Well, first of all, to me, and, you know, and I'm going by what was told to me, you got to stop saying, I want to. And you got to stop saying, I'm going to. You have to just say, I'm doing.
All right.
And when you say you're doing, can't nobody stop you. And, you know, just keep doing it. You know, and that's the most, that's a very powerful thing. When you start saying, I'm going to, and one day I want to, one day is always up in front of you. So as long as you say one day, and I'm gonna, that's always up in front of you. You can see it, but you're not taking a step to get to it. Just say, I am. I am.
Right.
And you go out there and you do your thing. And in this day and time, we have so many ways to make it and to shine, you know. You know, as the actors would say, you know, you don't stop waiting for Hollywood to discover you. Discover yourself, and I can promise you Hollywood will come to you.
All right. I like that. And somebody from the chat room said, I like that. And in quotations, I'm doing. And then dot, dot, dot.
I'm doing.
Yeah.
And the thing is, just do. Because just do and enjoy what you do. And, you know, if when you ask somebody wants the key, heck, if we knew the key, we all be up there. But
right.
No one knows the key. The true key is believing in yourself and know that God is behind you. And when you know that, you're going to make it. Now, you may say when, but you will, you know.
All right. And going to make it. I am doing it.
You know, you're doing it.
Yeah.
You know, you have a radio show, and you're doing it. And I can tell by the sound of your voice, you enjoy doing it. And
yes.
And that's what makes it. You know, I enjoy what I do. I love what I do. I write in different genres. And I hear people say, well, that's not going to work. And that means nothing to me. Because you,
right.
see, you know,
right.
how you know it's not going to work if you haven't tried it. So,
all right.
So you have to do. Just do.
Just do.
And when
there
you just do, tomorrow, if you don't want to do it anymore, you can say, I did it.
Right.
And that's something nobody can take from you.
All right. Oh, my goodness. And I am telling you, you are a wealth of knowledge. I can tell. Do you do seminars or do you do anything like that where you just sit down with people that are aspiring, that are doing it?
because I'm still doing it. I think for me, I have an organization called Giving Back that I started that I pay for young people's books when they go to college. And I enjoy doing that. I'm paid for, over, you know, when they go to college, because it costs a lot to buy your books in college now.
Yeah.
But what helped me is I had a lot of people who had paved the way for me, like Miss Ruby D and Miss Della Reese and all of those, they talk to me. They keep me grounded. And when I respect what they did for me. They made sure that the weeds was not so high for me to walk down that path.
Yeah.
And so you have to respect them. So I am trying to carry the baton that they gave to me. And I think it would be so disrespectful if I take this baton and not pass it on to someone else. You know, and that's how I really try to live my life. I try not to be negative. And I say I try these things because I'm not perfect. But
right,
I try
right.
not to be negative. I try to encourage because some of those same people that I try to encourage tomorrow may have to encourage me. And so you want to be able to put something positive out there that you can come back to. And I truly believe in the circle of life. I truly believe in what goes around comes around. And you know,
yes.
And I don't want to do nothing bad and he come around and kick me in the butt. So
that's right. You reap what you sow. Well said, well said. Well, I'm just excited we were able to feature you. And you just made, like you said, history by surviving two horror classes.
And can I say one other thing before we go?
Yes,
you
sir.
Know, I just wrote a script novel called Latch of the Shadow. I wrote my own horror script novel.
Wow.
It's a half novel and a half screenplay. So if you go to www.thesagoscompany.com and order my script novel, and the proceeds is going to help me pay for kids' books and send kids to camp. But it's a wonderful read. It's a horror film that's a cross between Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th, and Fallen with Denzel Washington.
Oh,
and I wrote it
goodness.
Myself. And again, if you miss it, just email me. I'm on Facebook, Ken Sagos, and I will tell you where to go. But I've been getting some great reviews from it. And I want to write a story where we could have a positive black man in a horror film. So,
yes, yes, I love it. What's the web address one more time?
It's www.thesagoscompany.com. That's www.thesagoescompany.com.
All right, listeners, Mr. Ken Sagos, and I'm excited that we had a chance to spotlight you on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're going to keep our eye out for you. I think we owe him a big applause. There we go. Listen, glad to have you. Big shout out to Melvin from Twitter who helped make this connection. So big shout out to him. Any final comments or thoughts that you have for our listeners?
You know, every day is the blessing. Every day.
Yes.
You know, every day is the blessing. And, oh, by the way, I'm going to be in Orlando February the 2nd for my new book, which is called The Seven Maids from Stockbridge. Hopefully I can come back and talk about it.
Oh, but absolutely.
I just do and believe. And,
All right. And
do and believe. And if, you know, and just wake up in the morning and say, hey, I got another day to run.
I got another day to run. A great way to take the show out, listeners.
Thank you so much.
You got another. Oh, you're welcome, Mr. Ken Sagos. Another day. You got another day to run. Just do it.
Okay. All right.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.